All right, Michaela, it's time to out yourself here. Have you ever shoplifted?
Yes.
Oh, hang on.
Well, not intentionally. I gave...
Still counts.
You know those things on the conveyor belt at the supermarket that break up the things?
Yeah.
Well, I gave it to my son to be quiet. And so he liked licking it, which I know.
It's not nice.
Very interesting. But we walked out with it. And I didn't give it back.
That's your shoplifting story. Oh, my goodness. That is so tame. It's not funny.
Good.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
So welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. I'm Warwick, and I'm joined by my co-host...
Michaela.
Hey, Michaela. Michaela's famous. She's been quoted.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to make up a meme with you. Just don't shoplift it. So today, listeners, we've got a bit of feedback. We got some feedback over the last week or so about episode 39, where we snuck around in the park. And caught up with Andy, the advertising man. That was the best pseudonym we could come up with. But anyway, we had some feedback that, well, that's all well and good, guys. Thanks for telling us that we shouldn't spend a lot of money on advertising and don't do television, but what do we do?
We left our listeners hanging.
I know. So apologies to anybody who hasn't been able to sleep for the last couple of weeks. So today we thought we'd actually run through some... free or low cost. We had to add the low cost thing because basically Makara and I couldn't agree on whether a banana was bent. But
if you go to a networking event, you've got to pay to eat at the networking event, so it's not free.
Oh, you could not eat.
So listeners, we've compromised as co-hosts.
Free or low cost, okay? Right. And by low cost, we mean literally less than $100.
Yep.
So you should be able to do these 15 strategies for nothing. If you're me, or for less than $100 if you're Michaela. But either way, it's going to cost you bugger all, and you can actually get some ninja marketing happening, and perhaps we'll quickly talk about some advanced ninja strategies on some of these. But let's rip through our 15 for under $100. There you go. I'll come to your side of the table.
Okay, good. Because, you know, we've got to be accurate.
So 15 strategies under $100.
You know, we're in the media now. Yeah, we need to be accurate.
Okay.
So now, don't worry. We're going to throw a lot at you. We're going to do this a bit rapid fire, quickly go through each one. But we'll have a free checklist at the website, tradiesbusinessshow.com/4041. Because it's episode 41.
We're already over the hill. We're already, see,
that's it.
Our memory's going.
So, /41, and you'll be able to print out the checklist of these 15 free or low-cost strategies. So, to make up for our lack of in episode 39.
Yes. So, you're off the hook now.
Yes.
All right. So,
so it was my fault, was it?
Yep. sorry, did you want me to let you off?
Go, one.
Yeah. So, the first one, email marketing. Love email marketing. Email marketing's dead, apparently.
No.
That's crap.
Your email is your database is your biggest asset in your business.
That's right.
People will still open email. They probably always will. Other things will complement it, but you control your email.
But the rider on that, and I know there's listeners out there going, I hate friggin' email. It clogs up my inbox and I get all this spam. I don't want to send spam. You know what? Don't. Don't send spam. And then people will open it. Send good stuff in your email marketing, okay? And yes, it's free. You can go and set up an account with any one of the main email marketing platforms. We won't plug anybody in particular. I'll rattle off a few, hey?
MailChimp.com, yep. Probably the best. Easy to use. Yep. Free for up to 2,000 subscribers. And send out useful and helpful information.
Do you reckon we could get like a kickback from MailChimp for that?
For free.
So email marketing, definitely just send useful information out, you know, tips on how to save money, tips on how to avoid disasters with their plumbing or whatever,
yep.
Funny stories, doesn't matter, just send them useful stuff.
That's it. And be consistent, regular, not all the time. Pick what you think's the best timing. I know a lot of trades tend to do seasonal, so summer, autumn, winter, whatever they've got happening. if things are a bit slow, look at a special email marketing special. There's heaps you can do. We'll look at doing an episode on email marketing coming up, because there's a lot of things that we could give some great tips away.
See, we really do plan this show in advance. We just came up
quick, get the whiteboard out and the pen.
And that probably leads into the second one, Michaela, yeah?
That's right. So, again, helpful, useful information. A great way to project that is through video. Now, video is free. You can get it out on your phone, all the smartphones now. You can record something on your computer. It's really simple, easy to do. You don't need to be fancy. You don't need to edit it up. But it's all about this helpful and useful message again.
Yep. We probably should do an episode on that too. I reckon here's 15 more episodes that we'll do.
So let's just put a caveat in that we'll cover each of these off in another episode.
If we haven't already, we'll do an episode on each one of these 15. There you go, listeners, you heard it here first. So the next one is just doing the little things. We spoke with Timbo Reed from Small Business Big Marketing back in episode 28, and he talked about, that was probably his biggest piece of advice to tradies in business, is just do the simple things well, because it is such a talking point for people, and people remember when you do a great job and you make them feel special, and you don't have to go out of your way to do that. Stuff like taking your shoes off, carrying a dustbuster around with you and cleaning up after yourself. The number of people that rave about those things, I think, wow, there's powerful marketing strategies here, and it costs nothing. See, this is a free one, isn't it?
Well, dustbuster costs money.
Oh, what is it with you and just disagreeing with me? Anyway, I need a new co-host. So doing the simple things, like on-site, shoes off, all that sort of stuff.
Turning up on time.
Yep. Text if you're late. Yep. Getting back to people. Just all the really simple things that don't actually cost more than a dustbuster.
So something that is free, and technically, okay, we could argue your time to do it, but Facebook, social media, that whole social area, and again, we could talk all day for this, but just providing, again, helpful, useful information. Maybe look at some Facebook ads. They're low cost.
Well, they're not free.
No, they're not free, but they're low cost.
Come on. But, yeah, I think the thing with social media is it's easy to do it well, but it's also easy to cock it up.
Yep.
And I think that might be a challenge for some of our listeners, so we'll obviously do more on social because it's such a huge strategy. But just keep it simple, guys. Just post interesting photos, share stuff with your audience, and ask people to comment or engage or share their stories. It's not that hard to actually get some engagement on there.
Yeah, and look, don't think you have to be on all of them. Just pick one that you like using as a start and just trying and do a bit on it, and you'll see what happens.
And the fifth one is blogging. It's probably a bit of a mystery to a lot of people, and it may not be considered for you listening as a tradie. You're probably thinking, a blog? What the hell am I going to blog about? I'm not a stay-at-home mum talking about fashion or cats or something. But a blog can be much simpler than that, can't it, Michaela?
That's right. Again, it's just an article providing helpful, useful information. And when I say article, it can just be photos from the latest job you've done, before and afters, testimonials, case studies. There's so many things you could do, but what it is, it's providing relevant, updated content for your website that Google loves. So when your visitors come to your website, they're seeing that it's updated, that you're relevant, but also they might get a tip or two. Very, very important strategy for SEO and Google. So something you really need to look at if that's a really big driver of leads for you is your website.
Yep, and it's not as frequent as social media. Well, it doesn't have to be. I know some people blog daily and weekly, but it could be fortnightly or even monthly, so long as it's a reasonable article, but it gives you time to prepare it.
That's right, yeah. So just make sure keeping it regular and helpful. Just remember those two things.
Referrals is the next one. So maybe this costs a little bit of money to implement, but having a referral program and actually telling people that you like to get referrals, because some people actually see busy businesses and think, well, those guys probably don't want any more customers. Whereas you're probably thinking, gee, I could use some more referrals. And so unless you proactively tell your customers, write to them, send them an email via your email marketing and say, hey, we've actually got room for some referrals. We'd love to get referrals from our clients because, they're easy to deal with. They're just like you, whatever. So actually just asking for them doesn't cost you anything. Or you could have a structured referral program that you roll out where, you know, you give people movie tickets for a referral or a scratchy, or you give them a voucher towards their next service or something like that. But having a structured program where there's a benefit for someone to give you a referral and maybe a discount or whatever you like for the person they referred to you as well.
Yeah, great idea. And something similar to that is the next one is like a loyalty card.
Yep.
So having a way of rewarding your loyal customers so they don't go anywhere else. And also whether that is, you know, discounts for services or get the 10th one free or whatever it is.
Yep.
But just making them feel like a VIP and that they're a treasured customer. Pretty easy to implement, really.
Yep. And again, similar vein is creating a bit of a membership to your business. So, you know, you would have members who get access to perhaps free advice from you. You know, they may pay a higher level of service for that, or you have fixed fee servicing for those sorts of people. And a little bit like our membership area, shameless plug, but you know, we have a members area for Tradies Business Show listeners, so you can get in there and get exclusive content and all that sort of stuff. And you may provide that just as a free membership bonus, or you might choose to charge for it. But either way, it just creates that feeling of belonging for people who deal with your business.
That's right. And a good example of this is H2O Plumbing in episode 15 that we chatted to, who has created a membership site for all his customers. It's free. He just puts them on his database, really. But what he's doing is giving them priority appointments, which is pretty cool.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and just other bits and pieces. So he's really created this membership and created a community around his services. And he's in a local area. He's really starting to get traction with that kind of approach. So really good to have a listen to episode 15 again and see what you could be doing.
And likewise, this is like a plugging all of our previous episodes, but the reason for it is we've covered a lot of these things in a lot of detail in previous episodes. So it's good to go back to that episode 15 and also the one we did with Nick May from Walls by Design all the way across the other side of the world in where is he from? Denver, Colorado. G'day, Nick, if you're listening. But yeah, Nick May from Walls by Design basically has a guarantee or a warranty. And that's a really powerful marketing tool and a conversion tool from a sales point of view. So I guess it takes away risk for people trying to decide between, in Nick's case, two painters, but he's got this lifetime touch-up guarantee. So if I, you know, knock or scrape any of my walls, he'll come around and fix that up for as long as I own the house. And he'll patch that up once a year for me.
And I think that's an amazing service that he can offer. And he mentioned, like, hardly anybody remembers or actually uses it.
Yeah.
So the cost of him is so minimal, but it'd have to be a key for him getting such great conversions that he does.
Oh, absolutely. And I've chatted to Nick as well since then, and it's one of the big strategies for his business, that it's a big talking point as well, which is what marketing is all about, is to get people talking about our businesses. So it's something very different. I mean, we're talking about it on our podcast. You know, we've got thousands of listeners hearing that as well. So it's such a great marketing tool because it's a real talking point.
Yeah. The next one is knocking on your neighbour's door.
Really?
Yeah.
What, just randomly? Or
yeah, just randomly. In the middle bathrobe. Of the
night?
Yep.
Can I borrow some milk?
Some sugar? So basically when you're doing some jobs in the street, just doing a neighbour call with your leaflet, just saying, you know, we're in the street, this is the kind of work we're doing, if you need anything like that. You know, knocking on the door also can help. And I know a lot of guys don't like doing that, but send the apprentice down the street, put some things in the letterbox.
Get the apprentice to do it.
That's it.
Found something useful for him to do after all. But yeah, you know, 5 minutes, knock on the door. Hey, we're just next door doing this, you know, re-roofing job or whatever. I notice you've got some rust in your gutters. Would you like me to give you a quote while we're here? It doesn't cost you anything and saves us coming out again later when it all falls off.
Yep.
So just getting a bit, and I suppose, you know, we talk about ninja tips. It's looking beyond getting that job done and getting to the next one. We get in such a rhythm of racing around and trying to get the jobs finished so we can get back to our office and do our paperwork or whatever you're doing at nights. Is just pause and take that 5 or 10 minutes, and it can pay off big time.
Yeah, a great strategy that I know a lot of people have success with. And another one is, of course, the old networking, which this industry is terrible at.
We love networking, especially blokes. Blokes love net. We love standing around talking
about yourselves and your business
and all the experiences we've had. And
yeah,
yeah, nah.
So, Look, I've given this example before of a guy in my area that is the only trade in the local Chamber of Commerce, and he hated going. He really had to be pushed to get there. Now he's a plumber to just about everyone in town, and he's now put a labourer on and a second person. And the only thing he does is go to the Chamber of Commerce and does a good job. So he's picked up big things like the local schools and all those big businesses, and businesses refer other businesses. So he hated going, but he kept going. So, yes, don't go the first time and expect you're going to get run off your feed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep going every month so they get to know, like, and trust you. Well, hopefully anyway, so don't have too many beers.
Don't get too loose at your first networking event.
That's right. But it's even, say, you know, if your suppliers are putting on a barbie of a Friday morning, you know, just getting yourself out there wherever you can.
Yep. And that's a great segue, Michaela, thank you for that, into getting relationships with suppliers, also known as alliances, where you might actually get referral work from your suppliers. And I've worked with a number of tradies who that's actually become almost the biggest source of leads for them, is because they've developed a great relationship with one of their key suppliers who is also talking to their potential customers. And because those tradies are doing such a great job, they are very professional, they're doing all those simple things that we talked about, the supplier looks great by saying, here, give these guys a call to install your bathroom fittings that you've just selected, or to build the fence that, you know, you're pricing up materials, and it's reflecting well on the supplier. And so that can be a big, big strategy, and it seriously can cost you nothing other than, you know, a couple of cups of coffee or a beer at surf club or whatever with those decision makers, and just building a great relationship with them.
Yeah, and I know we have an episode coming up where we talk to a supplier about how to do this better, but to them it's introducing yourself and doing a good job. They said do a good job and keep communicating with your customer. There were two things, both are free.
Yep.
So it's and they give work to people now that they know they're the only referrer because they're so busy and don't have reliable suppliers, tradies to refer to.
Exactly. So the next one is really just being polite, saying thank you. Acknowledging people, sending birthday cards. I know a lot of people think, oh, really? It's a bit cheesy and outdated, isn't it? But
see, I don't like it.
Well,
I can't stand it because you don't mean me a happy birthday. Your computer's told you it's your birthday.
I think it's how it's done.
Right.
And I often use
this
the example.
This is going to be our first on-air buffet.
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah.
I've been dying to go a bit of punch on. So here's an example, right? It's showing my age because it's back in the days of renting VHS videos from the store. Do you remember that? Mm. No, you remember that far back to me, Carl?
I think I was a child. I don't think I could talk.
Good on you. but they actually did this stuff pretty well from a marketing perspective. Is part of becoming or getting your card, you know, at the video store, is you obviously put your date of birth on there. Now, it's pretty easy to work that into our engagement with clients as tradies. When they fill out the quote acceptance, come on, Michaela, what have you got to say?
I so Spit want my series to be unblocked for my birthday. Send me a free...
Is that like a metaphor for something? Anyway, but they used to get your date of birth right, you fill out the thing, you get your card. And so every year on my birthday, I would get a birthday card from the video store. But here's the thing. It was for a free rental of a video for my birthday, okay? Cost them nothing to deliver that. I mean, it was $5. I remember when they were $3 for new releases. But the thing is, it was something really small, and rather than just a shitty birthday card that was generated by your computer, it was actually saying, "Hey, happy birthday! Here's a you know, a free beer at your local, or some credit towards your next car service, or whatever it might be." Right? There was actually a gift, which was still kind of... Look, to me, I think that still works if you do it well. And it was like, that's pretty cool. You know, big deal. You remember my birthday. Facebook told you it was my birthday anyway. But they actually did the one percenter, went a little bit further and sent me something low cost that still had a big impact.
Yeah. And if you're struggling to think, I mean, whether you're, you know, an industry like a plumber, perhaps struggle to look at a gift or something, even just a dollar scratchy, I mean, something, you never know, but just do it properly. Please don't just send an automated card. They drive me nuts.
Yep. And if it's not birthdays, send a thank you card, seemingly random. Just send a card out. I reckon you should aim to every year send a thank you card to every single client. Don't do them all on the same day because that's going to get a bit hard to manage. But just a handwritten card that says, "Hey, Michaela, just wanted to say thanks for being a great customer of ours. Cheers, Warwick the electrician."
Yeah, one strategy I know that, and hopefully not every mechanic in Australia does this, but a friend of mine does send out, now that you don't get your rego stickers, they send out a reminder to pay your rego when it's due, which I think is helpful, useful information, and it's another touch point. So that's really easy to do. I mean, that's just a computer thing, but I just think that's really, really clever. And because someone that always pays it late, I would find that extremely valuable, that kind of information. And you know, that's at least one or two touch points a year that you never would have had.
Yep.
So just, you know, think of things that your customers may want to be reminded of.
It's time to change the water filter under your sink.
That's right, yep.
Or it's time to, you know, check your fluoro tubes or whatever it might be.
Get your fire alarms checked.
Yeah.
You know, there's a million things that you could...
Exactly.
All those kind of stuff. So have a bit of a think about what reminders, as well as some non-cheesy gifts.
And if you want to send me a birthday card... I won't be offended. I love getting birthday cards from people. I'm not going to give my date of birth on the episode because I don't want to get my identity stolen. I don't think anybody would want to steal my identity, to be honest.
But well, you're going to tell me. I'm going to contact your wife now and go, when's his birthday? Because he's going to want something.
Yeah, because now if you don't send me a card, I'm going to be really pissed.
That's right. I'm going to have to put streamers on your mic and everything. So.
Yeah, no, I've given up counting them. All right, let's get off that one and on to cleaning up your shop front.
Oh, my God. Now, if I was a retailer that sold dresses and I had old stock in the shop, I had lights falling down, you couldn't open the door properly, would you come into my shop?
No.
Right. So, tradies, get your website in order.
Have we banged on about this one before?
I'm going to keep banging on about it because, you know, not everyone's getting it, especially now with big changes with Google where... If on a mobile device, if your website isn't mobile...
This is huge.
Yeah. And I think we do need to cover this off in perhaps another episode. Because it's coming too. So 21st of April. So this is really important.
2015.
Yes. So only a couple of weeks from now when this episode goes live.
Mm-hmm.
If your website isn't mobile friendly or mobile responsive, when someone searches on their mobile for a website, yours won't appear. So with 50% of mobile traffic on average now... happening through mobile devices, your site is just going to disappear from Google.
Yep.
And this is probably one of the biggest Google updates that's ever happened. They've been warning about it for months, but for a first time, they've actually said it's happening on this date.
And so if you're really not ready, going to be penalising people.
That's like, it's
just
gone.
Not going to show up.
It's just not going to show up
It's not that it'll show up in a crappy, squished website. It just will not show up.
No. So... It's going to be a big one. I don't think our market really realised this, and we'll probably will look at...
Is our website mobile responsive?
Yeah, let me just check. Of course it is. Don't be silly.
But it's actually pretty easy to do.
It is. And so we might look at some partners that we can perhaps get some specials going and see what we can do to help out our listeners on this, because it really is important to get this. So head to the show notes. We'll sort something out by then because this is how well we are planned. So tradiesbusinessshow.com/41. So not only will we have this checklist, but we'll look at a link to where you can test if your site's mobile or not.
Mm.
So that's really important. And then we'll look at some deals or things that we can do to help you out.
Yep. So that's a really important one. Obviously, Shopfront is your website these days. It's 2015. You just have to have this stuff done. You can't stick your head in the sand any longer. All right. And the last one is, and we've kept this separate from social media for a reason, even though it's a social media platform, is LinkedIn. Because it's a unique animal, this LinkedIn thing, and on this coming up as well, so you should really keep your eye on. But LinkedIn is such a great way to alliances and suppliers that we talked about earlier. Such a powerful social media platform because you really can target who you want to talk to. You can proactively go and find contacts.
Now, this isn't where you put pictures of your cat eating your dinner. Just putting it out there. This is bit serious.
Professional. We pull on the professional boots the trousers.
So it's all, you know, it's big for a lot of professional service industries, but trades really aren't taking advantage of this. And we do talk about this in an episode coming up with Adam Houlihan, who it's considered by LinkedIn as one of their best users. So he really knows his stuff and gives some amazing tips on what to do. But this is so under-leveraged by this industry. Again, it's free, just takes a little bit of time. And like I said, Adam gives some great tips coming up, but you can do a lot with this network, and it's not wasting time like some of the other social media networks are considered.
And you don't, I mean, you can post really regularly to LinkedIn, but you, to get traction and to get noticed, you don't actually have to post as often as you might with, I mean, Twitter is multiple times a day and Instagram's the same, Facebook's daily. LinkedIn, you can be a little less frequent, so you can put a bit more thought into it, a bit more structure, and still get really good results out of it.
Yeah, and it's all about the connections you make. And, you know, if you want to find some key people in organisations, things like that, it's really easy to find on LinkedIn, and you can just make it something that the other social media networks don't offer. Key to start getting your head around this one as well.
So there you go, listeners. There's 15 for under $100, some of which are also free, Michaela. And whether they are or they aren't, it doesn't really matter. These cost way less than a newspaper ad or a TV campaign or a 15-second radio spot. And they're easy to implement. A lot of these you can do yourself if it's beyond what you think you're capable of. There's actually very affordable services out there that can help you with this sort of stuff.
Tradiesva.com.au. Keep going.
So there's some great VAs out there like Michaela's team. But there's a myriad of services out there that can help you implement these things. And they're quick to get in place as well. So you can get some quick results from them and actually start boosting your number of inquiries to your business.
So that's it. I hope we've redeemed ourselves from the episode 39 where apparently we
left everybody hanging.
Yeah, out to dry. So there's 15 tips. Remember, the cheat sheet or the checklist will be at tradiesbusinessshow.com/41. You can download all those.
So until next time, listeners.
Bye.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools into true business ownership? TradiesBusinessShow.com.